The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I am Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with Sainik School, Kodagu, located in Karnataka under the Ministry of Defence. Government of India invites applications from eligible Indian citizens for the position of ward boy on contractual basis. Interested candidates can find the detailed notification and application form on the school's official website. Starting from 19 April 2025, the deadline for submission of applications is 21 days from the date of this publication. Please note that the school administration reserves the right to cancel the vacancy due to administrative reasons. For details, kindly visit the school's official website at www.sainikschoolkodagu.edu.in. Ircon International Limited, a Navratna company under the Ministry of Railways, is seeking applications for the recruitment of a work engineer civil on contract basis for its project in Haryana. The selected candidates will receive a fixed consolidated salary of 36,000 rupees per month. Applicants must possess a full-time graduate degree in civil engineering with a minimum of 60% marks from a recognized university, along with at least 1 year of post-qualification experience in civil construction work. The maximum age limit for applicants is 30 years as of 1st April 2025. Further details can be found on www.ircon.org. The Institute of Hotel Management, Catering Technology and Applied Nutrition in Bhubaneswar is inviting applications for the post of an administrative cum accounts officer on deputation basis. Interested candidates should send their applications along with copies of relevant testimonials to the principal of the institute by 19th May 2025. For more information, kindly visit www.ihmbbs.org. The CSIR National Chemical Laboratory, Pune, a premier scientific research and development institute under the Council of Scientific and Industrial Research, Ministry of Science and Technology, Government of India, has called for online applications till 5/5/2025, and applications are invited from eligible Indian citizens for the position of a junior secretariat assistant, GSA, in the cadres of general stores and purchase and finance and accounts. A total of 18 posts are available, including one post reserved for ex-servicemen. The posts carry a pay level of level 2. Age relaxations and other benefits will be applicable as per government norms. Women candidates are encouraged to apply to promote gender balance in the workforce. Further details, terms and instructions available at https://recruit.ncl.res.in. The Ministry of Law and Justice, Department of Justice, Government of India, through the E-Courts Division, is inviting applications for the post for one project officer. The last date for submitting the applications is 15 days from the date of publication of this advertisement in the Employment News. For further information, candidates can visit www.doj.gov.in. The Central Building Research Institute, Roorkee, invites applications for various posts on direct recruitment basis. The online application portal will remain open till 18/5/2025. The positions include one post of security officer, unreserved in pay level 7 and the upper age limit being 35 years, one post of a Hindi officer, unreserved in pay level 10 and the upper age limit being 35 years, two posts of junior Hindi translator, one unreserved, one OBC-NCL with pay level 6 and the upper age limit being 30 years. Emoluments include basic pay plus applicable allowances admissible at Roorkee. Further information, including detailed advertisement, can be found on the website at www.cbri.res.in. Odisha Power Transmission Corporation Limited is inviting applications for management trainees in electrical engineering through GATE 2025 as per 29-3-2025. There are 50 vacancies available across categories: 25 unreserved, 9 SEBC, 3 for women, 6 SC, 2 for women, 10 ST, 3 for women. Selected candidates will receive 50,000 rupees per month during training, with a pay scale of 56,100 to 1,77,500 upon completion. Candidates must hold a degree of electrical or electrical and electronics engineering. The age limit is 21 to 32 years as of 1-3-2025. Proficiency in Odia is essential. For details, kindly go on to www.optcl.co.in. IRCON International Limited has announced recruitment for senior works engineers on contractual basis. The position offers a consolidated salary of 40,000 rupees per month with 8 vacancies, 6 unreserved, 1 OBC, 1 EWS. Eligible candidates should have a full-time engineering degree with at least 60% marks in relevant disciplines and minimum of 3 years of experience in areas like electronics, interlocking or automatic signaling. The maximum age limit is 35 years as of 1-4-2025. Further details can be found on IRCON's website, that is at www.ircon.org. The Ministry of Finance, Department of Financial Services, located in New Delhi, has invited applications for the position of a chairperson, Debts Recovery Appellate Tribunal, Mumbai. The post will be filled under the provisions of the Tribunal Reforms Act 2021 and the Tribunal Conditions of Service Rules 2021, as amended from time to time. The last date for receipt of applications is 19-5-2025. Interested candidates may visit the department's official website at https://financialservices.gov.in. Gati Shakti Vishwavidyalaya GSV, a central university under the Ministry of Railways, Government of India, located in Lal Bagh, Vadodara, Gujarat, has issued a recruitment for the post of a registrar. The appointment will be made either through direct recruitment or deputation and is placed in level 14 as per the 7th CPC. Online applications are invited from eligible Indian citizens till 2nd May 2025. Interested candidates can view the detailed advertisement and submit applications online by visiting https://gsv.ac.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.